بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Earlier in the talk, mention was made of the certain practices which become an obstacle to our du'as being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is absolutely imperative and important that we make an effort, concerted effort, particularly during these Mubarak nights and Mubarak occasions, that we do not fall under the purview of those hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein, for example, the riwayat of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, وَلَا يَنْدُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهَا إِلَى مُشْرِكْ وَلَا إِلَى مُشَاحِنْ وَلَا إِلَى مُدْمِنِ خَمْرٍ وَلَا إِلَى مُسْبِلٍ وَلَا إِلَى عَاقٍ لِوَالِدَيْهِ إلى آخر الحديث. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even though it's such a Mubarak and an accepted occasion, Allah Ta'ala does not look with mercy at certain categories of people. In the last majlis we had of Hayatul Sahaba, we mentioned the importance of us creating as far as possible a very strong link with seerah, with the history of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. Because as we mentioned previously, just to reiterate, we can study the books of fiqh, of Islamic jurisprudence, we learn the rules and the regulations of sharia. But to get the mizaj of sharia, the temperament of sharia, to understand the akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beauty of Islam, for that, my respected brothers, it is absolutely imperative that we have a very, very strong link with seerah. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرُ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Very often this verse of the Quran, technically speaking, the translation is not done correctly. Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ for you, فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ in the Rasul of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ is, normally if you ask anybody how to translate this, they'll say, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most perfect example. Now, technically speaking, as I mentioned, that translation is not correct. Because Allah Ta'ala does not say uswatun kamila. Perfect, complete. In Arabic, the word is kamil. Allah does not say for you in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most perfect example, the most kamil example, the most complete example. Technically, he was the most kamil, the most perfect example. Deen reached kamal and completion on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Allah says, today I have made my deen kamil upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if the word in the Quran was kamila, it would have been understandable. Likewise, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he described himself to the home of Nubuwwat. He said, مَثَلَنِي وَمَثَلُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ مِنْ قَبْلِي كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ بَنَا دَارًا. He said, my example and the example of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that preceded me is like that person who built a house. But he left one corner of it incomplete. And then he said, أَنَا اللَّبِنَةُ الْأَخِيرَةُ وَأَنَا آخِرُ النَّبِيِّينَ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي وَلَا أُمَّةَ بَعْدَ أُمَّتِي. He said, I am the completion, I am the culmination, I am the perfection of the home of Nubuwwat. After me there is no other new Nabi to come, and after my Ummah there won't be another Ummah. So if Quran said Uswatun Kamila, it would have been understandable. In fact, it would have been expected. Allah should have said, for you in the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most Kamil, most perfect example. But Quran is ajeeb. Allah Ta'ala says, Uswatun Hasana. For you in Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the most Hasana. What's the difference between Hasana and Kamil? Hasana means the most beautiful example. Now what's the difference? Why say Hasana instead of Kamila? Mufassirin have mentioned various great benefits in this. One benefit is they say Husn doesn't require Dalil. I don't want to use an example of a very pretty woman. Rather use a more safer example. If somebody is looking at a 14th full moon, and says, what a beautiful sight. And then somebody asks, hey, bhai, on what basis are you saying that is beautiful? Provide some proof. And you'll ask that person, have you lost your marbles? What proof you need to tell you that that is beautiful? Something that is naturally beautiful doesn't require any proof. Automatically, just looking at it, people will appreciate its beauty. So for you in the Rasul of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the most beautiful example. In other words, Islam is deen fitrat. Islam is that religion towards which the heart of man naturally aspires towards. And if this ummah had to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just that practice itself would be been sufficient to attract others towards Islam. Because there is not only perfection in sunnah, there is beauty in sunnah. In fact, it is the most beautiful. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ سِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ السِّبْغَةَ سِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ السِّبْغَةَ. Allah says, color yourself in the mold of Allah, and which color is better than the color of Allah? Mufassirin say, the color of Allah referred to here is the mold of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Shariat, Islam, one is a dry Islam, where we practice on Islam in such a manner that we make Islam inaccessible to everybody else. Only we are going to Jannah. This deen is too difficult for anybody else to practice. That's one way of practicing Islam. But that is not the mizaj of sunnah. Mizaj of sunnah is to create ease. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is easy. Islam is easy. It's not difficult. So don't present it in such a way as if you make it like it's a mountain for a person to climb. Present Islam in an easy way. Don't be a negative ambassador for Islam. Be a positive ambassador for Islam. Practice your Islam also in such a way that people feel that this is something that is accessible, can be done. It's easy. Today, unfortunately, we find that there's so much of rigidity, so much of... We have become, mashallah, you get two extremes. Some people are completely out of deen, and some people are so strict on deen that they make deen appear as if nobody else can practice on deen. Present your Islam with husn, with beauty. Because beauty doesn't need proof, and beauty naturally attracts people. Hafiz Patel Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor. I remember once he caught hold of my hand in Madina Sharif, in the haram in Madina. And he told me, he said, if it's a very, very hot day, boiling hot, you are perspiring, you're feeling the heat. And the next person is eating ice cream. He's enjoying the ice cream. Obviously, in a hot day, ice cold ice cream, person will enjoy it. He says, you look at him, he is enjoying the ice cream, but you are salivating. Saliva is coming in your mouth looking at him. So he caught hold of my hand in the haram in Madina Sharif, and he said, go and tell the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if they will practice the akhlaq of my Nabi, if they will incorporate in their lives the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the kafir of this world, just looking at them, will start salivating to enter into Islam. Today a Muslim lives next to a non-Muslim for 30 years. 30 years, non-Muslim neighbor, and not one day does it enter the heart of that non-Muslim that I want to accept Islam. How is it possible? Leave our neighbor in our own house. I always mention the example of our domestic servants. Go to the first world countries. We think Europe, America is very advanced. There, if you drink a cup of tea, you have to go wash your own cup. Menial chores, you have to clean your own toilet also. Allah has made it so easy for us. We've got these domestic servants in our homes. Many instances they have separated from their families. Children are growing up on some farm. It's a mother. She's also got natural desires. Separated from their families, separated from their own children. Doing your menial chores, cleaning your toilet, doing things that you think are beneath yourselves to do. And we pay them a pittance of a wage. And if anybody suggests that by pay them a decent wage, that is also an advert for Islam, make them feel happy also, then we say, no, you're spoiling them, or you're setting a wrong trend. Wow, the other people find out how much you're paying your maid, then they'll have to pay so much too. As if we'll get poor. Charity is not only, mashallah, putting on plaque with your name that I built this masjid, or I built this hospital, I did this or did that. That's not only charity. Paying your staff more than what they are worth with the niyat of inviting them towards Islam is also charity. Exhibiting generosity in the name of Islam, that is an advert, it's a dawat for Islam, is also charity. Allah will reward you on your intention. Every rakat of every salah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ya Allah, ya Allah, give the whole mankind hidayat. Ya Allah, give the whole mankind hidayat. We make this dua every rakat of every salah. And yet those domestic servants that are working in our houses, doing our menial chores for us, we pay them a pittance of a salary. How many times does it enter our heart, the concern and worry for the akhirat of that person? Whether that person is going to Jahannam or Jannat. And the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, may sound crude. It is impossible. It is impossible. I'm saying it three times. It is impossible that a servant lives in a Muslim home for 10, 15, 20 years. And not one day does it enter the heart of that person to enter into Islam. It's not possible. The only time it becomes possible is if that Muslim is not practicing Islam. He's practicing some other religion. Because if he's practicing Islam, he's practicing the akhlaq of Rasul. What did my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He said, give them to eat the same food you eat. Leave, not servant, he said, even the slave, give them the same clothes to wear that you wear. He told Aisha radiallahu anha, ahibbil masakin wa qarribihim. He said, Aisha, love the poor. Keep them close to you. Become the beloved of the poor. Intermingle with the poor. Bring yourself down to the level of the poor. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُقَرِّبُكِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. If you will keep them close to you, Allah will keep you close to Him on the Day of Judgment. So the road to Allah, the closeness of Allah, the Qurb, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Anas radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, where will we find you on the Day of Judgment? He said, you will find me with the poor people of my ummah. The road to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Qurb in Akhirat, the road to Allah's Qurb in Akhirat, is to bring yourself down, to empathize, to intermingle, to bring yourself to the level of the poor. Where is this culture in Islam today? Shah Ata'ullah Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, he was the VIP guest. VIP. Guest for a madrasa in Amritsar. Bukhari Khatam. After doing the Bukhari Khatam, you're sitting on the Dastar Khan. And then bangi of the madrasa. Those days, obviously they didn't have this electronic switch system. It had to be done manually. And they had this caste system in society in India. So the lowest rung, absolute lowest, nothing lower than this was the bangi. Those who used to do the physical manual cleaning up of what was left behind in the toilets. So the bangi of the madrasa is walking past. Shah Sahab, he's the guest of honor. So what does he do? He sees the bangi, he calls him. Now the bangi is worried. What his employee is going to say? This is the VIP guest, he's calling me. All gazes on him. When he comes closer, Shah Sahab makes him sit next to him. Then he tells that bangi to eat from his plate. This man is too embarrassed and he's afraid now his employers will scold him afterwards. So he's extremely hesitant. So what does Shah Sahib do? Shah Sahib picks up one morsel of food, maybe a potato or whatever it was, and with his own hand he puts it into the mouth of this bangi. The bangi was a Hindu. So the bangi takes one bite. Shah Sahib takes the balance, puts it in his own mouth and eats it. That man got up, went home, and brought his entire family to accept Islam. And he said that the Islam that you showed me today struck my heart. It's not possible, my respected, many, many times I say, it's not possible that a Muslim is practicing the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Islam of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a non-Muslim doesn't get attracted. It's not possible. Especially the servants in our home, especially our neighbors, especially those we come into contact with. Unfortunately, today the worst advert for Islam is us Muslims themselves. Because we don't understand what is Islam. Islam is not giving lectures on Islam. Islam is not slogans. Islam is the practical example of Rasul, the akhlaq, character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One hadith that's very often misunderstood. If you ask a person by what is Islam, they say Bunya al-Islam wa ala khams. Islam, the foundation of Islam is five things: shahadat of la ilaha illallah, iqam as-salah, establishment of salah, discharging of zakat, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and Hajj. Five pillars of Islam. This is Islam. This is because we don't understand. The hadith is not. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Buniya al-Islam. What is Buniya? Buniya means foundation. It means Islam starts with these five things. And very often I give this example. If people know construction, they say, if you spend ₹1,000,000 to put the foundation and the outer walls, to finish that building, to make it habitable, to make it attractive, to make it such that somebody wants to stay there, will cost you another ₹2 or 3 million. Foundation is ₹1 million, ₹2 or 3 million to complete it, to make it beautiful and attractive. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Buniya, Islam starts with these five things. What is the attraction of Islam? What's the completion of Islam? What's the perfection of Islam? What's the beauty of Islam? For that, we have to look at another hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said, Bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. He said, Allah sent me, that hadith, Buniya, starting point. This hadith, li'utammim, itmam, completion, perfection, culmination. Allah sent me to make Islam perfect, complete, the pinnacle, the height of Islam, makarim al-akhlaq, he said, is akhlaq and character. Akhlaq and character. This is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to take us. Fortunately, we got stuck on these five things, which is absolutely imperative and important, but that's the starting point. And as I mentioned the other day, when it comes to our 6 points of tabligh, mashallah, South African tabligh is, we've reduced it to 2 or 3 points. First point, mashallah, zabardast. Little bit on the second, and then go out in the path of Allah. What as a tablighi is going to make you attractive? What as a tablighi is going to make your da'wat attractive? What as one link to this work is going to make you a beautiful human being? Somebody people are attracted to rather than they want to run away from you. Akhlaq, character. One riwayat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, character is broken up into 360 parts. Character is broken up into 360 parts. He said, meet Allah with one out of the 360 and you will enter into Jannah. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard this, he asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, is any one of those 360 in me? Is any one of those 360 in me, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Abu Bakr, all 360 I knew. That is why, Afdalul Bashar Ba'd Al Anbiya, the greatest human being after Anbiya was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Akhlaq, character. But obviously 360 person start, forget practicing on 360, to count 360 takes so long, it's so difficult. And nowadays we are always looking for shortcut. You know, they say the astute businessman is who? Astute businessman is minimum investment, minimum effort, maximum return, maximum profit. So we all, most of us got a vepari mizaj, so we're always looking for shortcut. So the mafhum of the riwayat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Ali radiallahu ta'ala, should I not show you the crux of akhlaq, the most beautiful akhlaq? He said three things. Three things. In other words, this 360 is condensed into three. Sil man qata'ak, wa'fu amman dhalamak, wa ahsin ila man asaa ilayk. Sil man qata'ak, wa'afu amman zalamak, wa ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk. What is the three? He said, join with the one who breaks ties from you. The one who severs ties from you, you join with him. The one who severs ties from you, you join with him. Sil man qata'ak. The one who oppresses you, forgive him. The one who deals badly with you, you deal good with, you deal in a nice manner with him. Ahsin ila man asaa ilayk. I'm repeating this. Sil man qata, join with the one who severs ties from you. Do good to the one who does evil to you. Forgive the one who oppresses you. What will Allah give you on this? This, my respected brothers, what I'm talking about is the nature and the essence of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to say this is very easy. But, wallah, this is a lifelong effort. A lifelong effort. And this is one of the hardest things to do. If there's some sati amongst us who's in itikaf now, who stays awake for the whole night, for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Whole night. Last 10 nights, whole night he stays awake. And then on Eid day you go to him and you tell him, listen, bhai, you know that one brother of yours who swore you and who did you down and had all this to say about you. Buy one hadia, one gift, with a smiling face, go and give it to him and make dua for him. And in your heart, you must be your heart must be absolutely clean towards him. What this person will say? He says, listen, I'll stay awake another 10 nights. Whole night ibadat, no problem. But don't ask me to go and smile at that fellow. He had this to say about me and that to say about me. This is very, very difficult. It is very difficult, not easy. Talk about it is easy. But to do this practically is one of the most difficult things. That is why the mafhum of the hadith, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, if a man had the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, and every day of that life he fasted. And Fajr and Maghrib with the same wuzu. Whole night ibadat. For the life of Nuh alayhi salam, the jannat Allah will give this man is still smaller than the jannat Allah will give the person who has that akhlaq. مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلْ فِي مِيزَانِ الْعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ خُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Rasulullah said, there's nothing is more weightier on the scale of deeds on the day of judgment than this akhlaq and character. And the essence of the akhlaq and character, unfortunately, ulama say today what character we've got? We've got what we call a intiqami akhlaq. What is intiqami akhlaq? Intiqami akhlaq is what we call a reciprocal akhlaq. Smile at the one who smiles at you. Give the one who gives you. Do good to the one who does good to you. This is our akhlaq. And we think, mashallah, we've got akhlaq. Ulama say that's the quality of an animal. You treat an animal nicely, it'll treat you nicely. That's not akhlaq. Akhlaq is to smile at the person who's got a sour face for you. Give the one who deprives you. Forgive the one who oppresses you. That is akhlaq. And today we don't have that tolerance even for our own wives. We don't have that tolerance even for our own brothers. Even our own family, blood ties, we don't have that level of tolerance. He didn't invite me for his son's nikah or his son's engagement. Or he gave his daughter that certain place and he didn't consult me. Or he called so and so to his house and he never told me about it. I'm not going to talk to him for the rest of my life. How easily we find it to say things like that. I won't even go to his janazah. And we say this is akhlaq. This is not akhlaq. This is a destruction of akhlaq. And this is when we have no idea of what the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. This itself is a very lengthy topic. But the crux, if nothing else we take away, my respected brothers, if nothing else we take away, let us understand that this akhlaq, we can never even scratch the surface of it until and unless we don't learn to exert some sort of control over our tongues. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, should I not show you the essence of deen, ala milakil amr? Mu'az, should I not show you what is the nichor, the essence, how you will get to akhlaq, how you will get to deen, the very foundation, the very pillar of deen? So Mu'az said, what is it, ya Rasulullah? And then Mu'az is who? Is not Mu'az is that sahabi who will rise up with the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand on the day of judgment. That is how intelligent Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was. The scholars of the ummah, the imam will be Mu'az bin Jabal. And yet, this is such an important thing to explain it to him, to make him understand. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his hand, his own Mubarak hands, his fingers, puts it in his mouth, grabs all of his own tongue, pulls his tongue out, and says, Amlik alayka lisanak. Mu'az, control this. Control this. This is the essence of deen. Husne akhlaq, husne kalam ke bagheer na mumkin hai. Ulama say, akhlaq and character without controlling this tongue, this nagan. See this tongue? This tongue is a snake. And the poison of this snake is so venomous that even a cobra snake, they found a serum for its poison. This poison, there's no serum. This poison will destroy homes. It will destroy families. It will destroy generations. The hurt inflicted by it will go into the qabr also. Such a dangerous thing this tongue is. That is why so much of emphasis, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mu'az bin Jabal, he says, Ya Rasulullah, will we be held accountable for what our tongue say? Thakilatka ummuka ya Mu'az. Mu'az, it surprises me. I thought you had much more understanding than that. And then what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Hal yakubbun nas ala manakhirihim fi nari jahannam illa hasa'idu al-sinatihim. He said, Mu'az, nothing will cause my ummat, nothing will be more conducive to cause my ummat to be thrown face down into Jahannam than that which is produced by their tongues. The salah will go one side, the tabligh will go one side, the khanqah will go one side, the zikrullah will go one side, the i'tikaf will go one side, the fasting will go one side. Everything will go one side because of this tongue if we don't learn to control it. Highest level in Jannah, if it is controlled. And the lowest depths of Jahannam, if you don't control it. So much of emphasis. There's one sahabi, one incident I'll mention and that will terminate. But like I said, this is a very long topic and Maulana Ubaidullah mentioned we must finish at 12 o'clock. It's already 3 minutes to 12 o'clock anyway. And these are Mubarak nights for Ibadat. We haven't even read the incident actually. But if you want to know how valuable this is, how valuable this is, how weighty is it in the sight of Allah and His Rasul. There's one sahabi by the name of Simak bin Kharshana radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's more famously known as Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From Badr, the maqam of a Badri sahabi, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى اِطَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَإِنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. Allah looked at the sahaba that took part in Badr and Allah said, from now till you die, do whatever you want to do, Jannat is wajib for you. So there was Badr, Uhud, Hunayn, Hudaybiyah, Hunayn, Fateh Makkah, the Battle of Taif. All these expeditions, amongst the galaxy of 124,000 Sahaba, Muarrikhin estimate, Badr was 313, they say there were about 200 or 220 Sahaba from the 100,000, more than 100,000, only 200 or 220 Sahaba took part in all the expeditions. And Abu Dujana was one of them. So we can see the rank of this Sahabi. In Uhud, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up and he said that who will fight with my sword? So all the Sahaba stood up. Ya Rasulullah, give us the sword. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam amended it. And he said, who will fight with my sword to its haqq? When he said that, all sat down besides three. Umar radiallahu anhu, Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give the sword to Umar, he didn't give it to Zubair bin Awam, he gave it to Abu Dujana. Abu Dujana said, أَنَا الَّذِي عَاهَدَنِي خَلِيلِي وَنَحْنُ بِالصَّفْحِ لَدَ النَّخِيلِ وَأَضْرِبُ بِسَيْفِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِي. He mentioned a few couplets, few of it I remember, few I forgot. أَنَا الَّذِي عَاهَدَنِي خَلِيلِي وَنَحْنُ بِالصَّفْحِ لَدَ النَّخِيلِ أَلَّا أَقُومَ الدَّهْرُ فِي أَنْ أَقُومَ بِالسَّيْفِ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Along those lines, a few couplets he said, that I will use the sword and fulfill its the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quraysh had come and they had brought their women folk with them to spur the warriors on. نَحْنُ بَنَاتُ طَارِقِي نَمْشِي عَلَى النَّمَارِقِي مَشِّلْ خُتَلْ بَوَارِقِي الدُّرُّ فِي الْمَخَانِقِ وَالْمِسْكُ فِي الْمَفَارِقِ إِن تُقْبِلُوا نُعَانِقِ وَإِن تُدْبِرُوا نُفَارِقِ فِرَاقَ غَيْرُ غَامِقِ. These women would recite couplets like this to stir the warriors on, that we are the daughters of the stars, our hairs are interspersed with jewels, and our crowns are filled with musk. If you will go ahead into the lines of the enemies, we will embrace you. If you will retreat and run away, we will separate ourselves for you. Poems like that they would recite to spur the warriors on. So the women of Quraysh were with them and they were singing these poems. Zubair bin Awam felt very slighted because he was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he felt that, why didn't Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam give me the sword? Why did he give it to Abu Dujana? So he said, I started observing Abu Dujana. What is so special about him? So he says, Abu Dujana fought fiercely, crossed the lines of the Quraysh, and he reached right till the back where the women were. The women that had come of the enemy to spur the warriors on. And he says he cut through the lines of the women and eventually he brought the sword right up to the head of Hinda. Right up to the head of Hinda, just about just above the head of Hinda, and then he stopped. And he walked away. So Zubair bin Awam says, I said to him that, Abu Dujana, why didn't you finish the job off? So he said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I must use this sword to its haqq. The sword of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how can it be used against a woman or against a child? So nevertheless, this I'm just giving an introduction as to the maqam of Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala. Badr, Uhud, Hunayn, every expedition. And in Uhud, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him his sword as one who will fulfill the haqq of that sword. Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala in the latter part of his life, the riwayat is attributed to him. Inna arja amali indi. What is this inna arja amali indi? In layman's terms, if you ask somebody that of all the good deeds that you did in your entire life, if Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment asks you, what is the one thing that you did that you wish to present to me that I should make your maghfirat on that? What is the one thing that you think is the most superior thing that you did in your life that on that I can make your maghfirat? That is inna arja amali indi. Now what it should have been? In the case of Abu Dujana, if you look at the kitab, and the hadith is written there, inna arja amali indi. Abu Dujana says, the one amal that I feel is worthy, that I can present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, that ya Allah, on this make my maghfirat. What it should be, if you cover the section after that, logically it should have been Badr, should have been Uhud, should have been Hunayn, should have been Fateh Makkah. What and what glories of Islam the Sahabi was given. And yet, this is Seerah. This is the companionship of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the understanding that Sahaba had of Deen. Abu Dujana says that the greatest amal which I will present to Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment, that Ya Allah, on this I beseech you to make my maghfirat, is what? Ma adaytu ahadan bilisani wa laysa fi qalbi ghishun li ahad. That in my entire life after accepting Islam, I never uttered a single word that hurt the feeling of anyone. Ma adaytu ahadan bilisani. I've never caused taklif to anyone with my tongue. And in my heart, I hold no nafrat or hatred or dislike for anyone. He says, this amal I will present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, on this make my maghfirah. Not Badr, not Uhud, not Hunayn, not Fateh Makkah. So this is not something that is to be taken lightly, my respected friends. Akhlaq and character. Akhlaq and character is the nature, is the essence of our deen. And like magnets, humanity was attracted towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like moths towards a fire, like metal towards a magnet, humanity was attracted towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of this akhlaq, generosity, kindness, no jazba for revenge, forgiveness, compassion, never saying anything to hurt the feelings of people, consideration for others, appreciation. These aspects, this is what is the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what makes this Muslim attractive. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah says, for you in the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most beautiful example. Our da'wat and tabligh will never be beautiful and never be effective unless we come onto this akhlaq, this character. Learn to forgive, learn to overlook. These Mubarak nights particularly, family members that we have broken ties with, now is the time to patch up. If you are a source of taklif to our parents, now is the time to patch up. If you have hurt the feelings, we harbor hatred, enmity for others in our hearts, if you are the source of tor, disunity, now is the time to address these maladies. And to have a clean heart. Have a clean heart. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah says, meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a clean heart. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لك الحمد يا ربنا كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الله العز الأكرم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم أن تغفرنا وترحمنا أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا ومصمصف الله ورحيم الله وكريم الله يا الله you are so powerful يا الله يا الله we are your weak slaves يا الله يا الله you have blessed us with so many ni'mat يا الله يا الله head to toe we are enjoying so many of your bounties يا الله يا الله we cannot possibly give thank you for each and every ni'mat that you have blessed us with يا الله Ya Allah, but despite your rahmat and your mercy upon us, Ya Allah, we have used your very same ni'mas to disobey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are enjoying your ni'mas, Ya Allah, and we are using it to disobey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every order of yours we have broken, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, day and night, Ya Allah, we are involved in gunas and sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the Mubarak nights to turn towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody else we can turn to besides you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from your rahmat and your mercy, Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path, Ya Allah. The path of those whom you are pleased with, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, turn us away from the path of those whom you are angry with, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, grant hidayah to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah, the ummah is going through such difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the sufferings of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so many ni'mas in this country, Ya Allah. We are enjoying so many bounties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are those ummahs of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they do not know where their next meal is going to come from, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many years of suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, that is our first Qibla, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that is our Haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today it is in the hands of the enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, free, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open a way out for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-mustadafina fi Filastin. Allahumma ajjil binasrihim, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Aziz. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Open a way out for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, return Masjid al-Aqsa back to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, free that land, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, time and again in the Quran and Majid, we recite about how blessed this land is, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, health is from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from hospitals, Ya Allah. Save us from operating theatres, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove this condition, Ya Allah. Arwa'umma rfa'anna hadha al-bala. Allahumma rfa'anna hadha al-bala. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have restrictions upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have curfews upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know it is because of our actions, Ya Allah, that is halat and condition has come upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, at this time of the year we should witness, Ya Allah, millions making tawaf of the Kaaba, Ya Allah. Millions presenting themselves in front of the Roza Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, because of our gunas and sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the time has come, Ya Allah, where restrictions have been imposed, Ya Allah, and we cannot make ziyarah to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot make umrah and hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us the day again, Ya Allah. Show us those time again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, quickly, Ya Allah. When we can make tawaf of the Baytullah again, Ya Allah. When we can present ourselves in Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, health is from you, Ya Allah. Halat and conditions are from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, return us back to normal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know this because of all wrongs that halat have come upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you change the conditions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, from your rahmat and your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not show us another wave, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, send the waves of your rahmat and your mercy to us, Ya Allah. Send the waves of your hidayah to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove this virus from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are Shafi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, conditions in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know well, Ya Allah. Our masajid have restrictions, Ya Allah. It is because the azan fell on deaf ears, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, azan upon azan went, Ya Allah. We turned our backs to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now we are seeing these conditions, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, you change our conditions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Show us the day again, Ya Allah. We will walk freely into the masjid, Ya Allah. Without any sanctions, without any restrictions, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, the day is coming, Ya Allah, when we will have to return back towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every one of us, Ya Allah. There is no escaping it, Ya Allah. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every one of us will have to drink from that cup of death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot escape it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make that day such, Ya Allah, that it will be the best day of our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world with a kalima on our lips, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world in such a condition that you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not let the angel of that find us in haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of that find us in such a condition that you are angry with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us leave this world in a good condition, Ya Allah. A good death, Ya Allah. Save us from evil and a painful death, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, the time is going to come, Ya Allah. We will have to be lowered into that qabr, Ya Allah. The dark put, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our own family are going to lower us, Ya Allah. And they are going to leave us behind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be our companion in the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, make our hisab kitab easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bless us with the hisab kitab in our right hand, Ya Allah. Make us cross the bridge of Sirat like the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, enter us into Jannah without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Bi ghayri hisab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, pass first lah that you'll be safe from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. اللهم اجرنا من النار اللهم اجرنا من النار اللهم اجرنا من النار جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين